All right, Coach Graf, kind of your GNAC meet over there on Friday and Saturday. Diving first, swimming side. First of all, how'd the Bison do?
Well, we swam at Hastings. This is our quad last Friday. Scottsbluff, North Platte, Hastings. A little down. The kid's a little sick. Pulled the swimmer kind of last minute and had another swimmer did make the trip. Overall, the kids are a little bit still sick. But, you know, despite that, kids swim well. The boys were able to win the meet. We were happy about that. Not a lot of time improvement, but some good performances. You know, kids swim enough to win the events. That was good to see. I mean, they'd swim competitive times. We were happy to see that. Big news was the girls. On the girls' side, their 200 free relay. We changed the order a little bit, and they got a state qualifying time. Mm-hmm. So I think they're sitting 25th, 26th, somewhere in there. So they're looking good for the state meet and that. We were really excited to see that happen. In diving, Axel won. There was three divers, two from McCook, one from North Platte. Axel won. He got 283. A little bit disappointed there. I thought maybe he'd get a qualifying score, but got very close. Eli struggled a little bit, scored right around 200, kind of where he's been. Still has a little work to do on a couple of his dives to kind of get those, but still diving well. Overall, good day. Some improvement. One improvement, Abby Renner swam the opening leg on the 200 free, and she got a little bit better time there, so that was good to see. Puts her in a little bit better position for the state meet and that. I think she's looking good to be able to swim that at state. So that was exciting. And then came back on Saturday, went to Kearney High for a dive invitational, took Axel Blomstead and Eli Graf down to that. It was good to have – I think it was good we dove Friday night, got those 11 dives in, got a little nerves out, maybe a little bit of jittering. We don't get a lot of board time, so it was good to have that practice. Came back, dove better on Saturday. Axel ended up scoring 313, so he's qualified for the state meet now. He was pretty excited. That was kind of a bear off of his back to get that done, and he was real happy about that, as were all of us. So that was exciting. Eli, still about that 200 mark, so – going to go back to the drawing board a little bit with him this week and see if we can't get his Ford 1.5 down better and get him diving.
Well, you're happy for those additional state qualifiers. That's what the end of the season type of means. These meets kind of mean, let's get a few more, and it's good the girls got a relay in.
Yeah, we were super excited about the girls getting in. You know, that'll really – we knew Abby was probably going to be able to swim her individual events, but to have her, you know, the three girls with her down there to support her and to swim with those is big. You know, it's Abby's senior year, and this is a great way to kind of send her off, and Carson Porter's a senior. And so it was great that they'll both get to swim at the state meet to finish their seasons as a senior.
So I think I jumped ahead a week. So this week at a bag of Hastings would the old conference meet. Is that right? Would have been taking place at Hastings, right?
Yeah, would have been. I think they still call it GNAC, Rich.
Why not?
Yeah, nobody else using that term. So we've got about 10 teams, you know, several teams, Lincoln Standing Bear, Pius the 10th is there, a couple others. So about 10 teams total, Beatrice. So it'll be a big meet, a challenge for us. On the boys' side, I think if we swim our meet and we compete like we did at Standing Bear, I think we can, you know, come home with a plaque on that one. It would be really exciting. I don't know that McCook's won a conference before, so we're kind of excited about that. The kids are real pumped. I think we'll see some really good performances. Hopefully, and a couple more state qualifiers would be great. You know, Aaron Spencer and the breaststroke is close. He's got some other events he could qualify in. A few others need to better some times to make sure we're going to be in those top 32 for the state meet. On the girls' side, might try the 400 free relay this week, see if we can get a time in that. Still haven't got our 200 medley relay in, so we'll kind of look at those two relays. But very exciting meet. Good week of practice. You know, we kind of taper for the state meet and focus on technique and kind of make sure that we're going to be as smooth and fast as possible this week.